I'm here with Jonathan Hanna, who is committed to Virginia Tech earlier today. And Jonathan, first question for you. What were the main factors in choosing Virginia Tech? I know that it came down to Virginia Tech, South Carolina, North Carolina, and NC State. So what really put Virginia Tech over the top for you?
You know, like I tell everyone, the visit that Coach Beamer had last Wednesday, I think, they really stood themselves apart from everyone else in the race. Just the fact that, I think I'd be able to come in and contribute early. And I think that we have a legitimate shot of competing. I mean, just winning the ACC championship year in and year out and playing for a national championship.
And I guess when did you know, I know you had your, the press conference this morning. When was the exact point that you knew for sure that you were going to announce for Virginia Tech?
I was pretty sure about last night around, 11 o'clock. My parents came in. They told me to come in their room, and then, they were giving me all the positives that they thought, because I told them that I think that I wanted to go to Virginia Tech, and I knew when I had their blessing and the things that they were just saying that they liked about Virginia Tech, I knew that was the right place to be.
And what were some of the things, obviously your dad went to NC State, and just talk about, first of all, their support in your decision, and then second of all, their support throughout the whole process.
Their support has been tremendous. Actually, Coach Cav was on the staff, and the only NC State staff when my dad played there as well. So, we've got a little connection going there between there. So, he trusts them, and the fact that he played for State, yeah, he wanted me there, but he wants me to do what I thought was best for me. And they left the whole thing completely up to me, and, we just went from there.
And what were, when you first spoke to the Virginia Tech coaches, what was their reaction getting your verbal commitment?
My dad actually called them, this morning before I did. So, and I thought they came by the school, but he actually called them before the press conference and let them know. And, from the reaction that they gave me, they seemed to be pretty happy.
One thing you told me about was, in several interviews that you've done with me, and that's the relationship that you've developed with the Virginia Tech coaching staff. Just talk a little bit about that, maybe in particular Coach Wiles and your relationship with him, and how much that had a factor in your final decision.
Yeah, the relationship we have is great. One thing that stands out was the first day the coaches were able to go out, Coach Wiles was the first person to come to my game this year. Not NC State, not North Carolina. He was the first person to come to one of my high school football games. And, I really thought, that said a lot for how much they wanted me and how much they were committed to me. But, I really can't form a better relationship with Coach Wiles because he is a defensive line coach. But I haven't talked to Coach Pearman much, but, over these past couple months, I get to know him pretty well.
Now, how about position-wise? I know, obviously, tight end is where many people have you slated. Is Virginia Tech talking about any other positions besides tight end, or is tight end pretty much the only position that they have you, inked in as coming in and playing?
Strictly tight end.
And how much did Virginia Tech obviously use the tight end a lot this year with Jeff King and some of those other guys? And you mentioned that you watched the video this past Wednesday just on how they used them. And how much did that have a factor in your final decision? And what do you think of how you fit into Virginia Tech's offense?
It had a big impact. The way that they used Jeff and Jared this year, I think that they could have certainly caught a lot more balls, and I think that with the right person and under the right situation, that I think that I could catch, a minimum of 30 balls. Maybe not next year coming in, but the years after that.
And do you expect to see some playing time your first year, or do you think you may redshirt?
I don't want to redshirt, and Coach Pearman says he was looking for a guy to come in and play in there. If I wanted a red shirt, then he was approved the wrong person.
I guess if you could give a scouting report on yourself as a player for those who haven't seen your video, what would you say are some of the things that you do really well are, and that you're going to be able to show the people next year once you get to Virginia Tech?
I play with passion. Football is a game of passion, and I think that that's something that I bring to the table every game. I'm using my feet well in blocking. on, you know, hand placement and, you know, things of that sort. I can get down the field, catch some balls, and, you know, get some yards after the catch. I think this year I averaged, you know, about 20 yards, yak yards. So, you know, once I catch the ball, I don't want to be back.
And what's, if you could think of one, is there any memorable plays that you've had in your high school career where maybe you just kind of drug everybody to the end zone or something like that, that you can recall that maybe is a play that stood out in your high school career?
There's two plays. I was running a little seam route down the middle, and the ball was overthrown, and I brought it in with my left hand and held it with my right. You know, that was one-handed catch that I think that I was proud of, and there was just one of them. It was kind of like a jump ball, and, you know, I think my basketball skills came into play, and I just, you know, went up and got the ball, kind of palmed it, really, with my left hand and caught it. You know, I think, you know, those were the plays that I think that I made this year. That were.
And with the tight end, obviously, and like you watch the NFL, it's being used more and more. It seems like are there any tight ends in the NFL that you like to watch? And you mentioned basketball, I guess, kind of obvious comparisons like Tony Gonzalez. So I guess is there any tight ends in the pros that you like to watch just to get a few pointers from?
I can't get enough of watching Tony Gonzalez and Jeremy Shockey.
Do you have a preference between one or the other?
I'd probably say Jeremy Shockey because I think he has more of a nasty streak, and the Giants like to split them out, and that's what, you know, I did this year, so I do enjoy watching both of them.
Now, do you play with a little bit of a nasty streak as well? You seem like obviously a really nice guy. I think you're at the Shrine Bowl, you were voted one of the funniest guys. You play with a little mean streak there?
I do. I think that's, you know, where you have to distinguish yourself. You know, I'm, you know, a nice person on the field, but, you know, when it's time to get to work, I'm ready to go to work.
And I think Virginia Tech fans are also excited, not just for football, but possibilities of you playing basketball as well. Just talk a little bit about what are your expectations on the hard court there in the next 4 years?
Not so sure that I'll play this coming up year, but I just want to get my feet wet and, you know, have a solid academic year to start off with. And so my sophomore year, I'll walk on the team, you know, and we'll just take it from there.
And as a basketball player, if you did play basketball, what position would you end up playing? And I don't know if you've spoken with the Virginia Tech coaches, but have they told you about possible opportunities for playing time if you did come to that point where you wanted to play?
I haven't talked to them about what position, but on my school, I play small forward and power forward.
Okay, back to your decision today. And was it tough? It sounded like UNC and NC State were right there. Was it tough saying no to those two in-state schools, and did you have some pressure to stay in-state?
It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. But at the same time, that they understood that if that's what I thought that was best for me, then they were happy for me. But there is a lot of pressure for every in-state recruit, you know, to go to the home schools. But you just got to do what's best for you, and that's what I did.
And was there a second-place team, I guess, if you had one?
It'd probably been either NC State or Carolina.
One of the two in-state schools?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm sure they recruited you extremely hard. And how hard was the decision for you to make finally? Like, was it a lot harder than you thought it was going to be?
Well, I was expecting the decision to be really tough, just not as tough as I thought that it was last night. You know, we went back and forth with every school in the running, and, you know, we just ended up pulling out Virginia Tech on top.
Lived in Virginia for a few years. How much did that play into the part of Virginia Tech, getting a lot of your interest?
It did. You know, I'm family in Richmond. Lived there 4 years, so I consider Richmond or Virginia to be home. So, you know, I'm glad to come back home.
And your official visit was, it seemed like it went really well. Just talk a little bit about that. And, what really, was that kind of an eye-opening experience for you when you went down there for the official visit?
It was. I came for a great game in the West Virginia one. You know, just the feeling that I got, you know, being in the stadium, you know, talking to fans, you know, interacting with the coaches and players. You know, I just felt a real certain comfort level that, you know, when I left Blacksburg, I knew that I could potentially end up being there.